What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the stupendous Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, you've had a handful of days or so to reflect and process on the victory in Super Bowl 59. How does this win feel for you at this point?
It still feels amazing. It was absolutely a tremendous performance by the Eagles, and I think they have put their stamp on the title, the greatest Eagles team of all time.
Merrill, how would you compare and contrast the past two Super Bowl victories in 52 and 59? How do you compare and contrast them? Which one ranks higher for you?
Well, they're both high. They're both high, and they're both so different. Because Super Bowl 52 was a back-and-forth game from the very, very beginning, and it didn't end until the final Brady pass was knocked incomplete. It ended as the clock said zero. This game, we kept saying, well, these are the Kansas City Chiefs. They can come back from any deficit. But we knew midway through the third quarter that that team was not coming back. And the Eagles routed them. As a matter of fact, the score, 40-22, doesn't reflect the way this game went. It was really 40-6, with the others just being what you call garbage points.
What do you think was the big play in Super Bowl 59?
There were a lot of big plays. You could point to that interception by Cooper DeJean midway through the second quarter. That was huge. But I think the way the defense played time and time again, they sacked Patrick Mahomes six times. The interception by Zach Bond down near the goal line. I mean, there were so many big plays in this game, offensively, defensively. Jalen Hurts, who has had a fine season, picked this game to be at his very, very best. And I say, and I've said this before, there is no stage too big for Jalen Hurts. We talk about Patrick Mahomes. He is considered the best quarterback in the National Football League. But in their three meetings, in Super Bowl 57, in the Monday night game last year in Kansas City, and of course in Super Bowl 59, Jalen Hurts clearly outplayed Patrick Mahomes.
100%. I guess I'll ask it this way, and I hate to put you in the spot because there were so many sensational plays in this Super Bowl. You mentioned them. Which play do you think that you will remember the most, or which was your favorite of all of them?
Boy, there were so many great plays in this game, offensively and defensively. Perhaps the one that was the most spectacular was the final bomb to Devontae Smith. I'll tell you something else, Dave, and this is important. They were up 24-0 at the half.
Yeah.
Which seemed like a lot, but in the back of my mind was the fact that this team was not the only team to be up by that much. You look at Atlanta at one point, back in Super Bowl 51, they led the Patriots 28-3, and New England came back and won that game. I was convinced after the first series of the Chiefs in the third quarter, because you figure they have a half hour, Andy Reid's going to come up with something, they're going to come out and put a run on in that third quarter. But instead, in their first possession, because the kickoff went to the Chiefs. In the first series, the Chiefs went nowhere. There was nothing that they came up with that was going to change the course of that game. And at that point, I felt the Eagles are in great shape.
It was the exact opposite in Super Bowl 57, because the Eagles had that 10-point, 24-14 lead at halftime in 57, and the Chiefs, like in that game, got the ball first in the second half and marched right down the field with ease. So it was the exact opposite, and obviously a better result for the Eagles, most certainly. Merrill, what do you think when you reflect on this season? Because it was a remarkable season. I agree with you. Best Eagles team in modern history. Maybe you could even make an argument better than 48, 49, or 60, but it's probably not worth going down that direction. Best team in modern history.
Well, because the climate of the NFL was different. There were fewer teams. There were fewer games. The players were smaller than they are today. It was a totally different era. So I don't like to compare one era with another. Let's just say this is the best Eagles team of modern times.
And, you know, they were 18-3 when all said and done after winning the Lombardi Trophy, starting off 2-2, and then going 16-1 the rest of the way, with that loss being at the Commanders, where Jalen unfortunately got hurt early in the game. So when you look at this season, Merrill, in its totality, what do you think was the turning point for this team?
A lot of people will say the bye, because they got off to a 2-2 start, and the fourth game in the season was a very, very distressing loss at Tampa Bay. But I have learned over these last several years to ignore the September games, because this team stays healthy, because they don't overdo it in the preseason. They don't hit a lot. They don't tackle to the ground. Their big intention is to come out of the summer in good shape, without a myriad of injuries. And they've done a good job of that. And they don't play regulars. Nick does not play regulars. Very rarely does he put one in the preseason games. So you have to look at those four games, even though they count, as an extension of the preseason. But right after that, you can see this team finding its sea legs, moving ahead. And I thought the two biggest indicators were the wins at Baltimore and the win at home against Pittsburgh.
Wins that were definitely indicators that this team was legit, and they proved it so. Okay, Merrill, so it is parade day. What do you remember about the parade 7 years ago?
Well, I think the one thing we all remember the most at the parade was Jason Kelce in mummer's garb and his rant on the Art Museum steps. I don't think that will ever be forgotten, but... Yeah. I will also remember the great fans who lined the parade route and were just absolutely jubilant. The faces of kids. There were so many things, and I look forward to seeing that again today.
What did you enjoy most about that parade 7 years ago?
Getting warm after it was over.
today's parade is on Valentine's Day. You know, everybody's had about 4 or 5 days to, you know, decompress and get ramped up for it. What are you most looking forward to today?
The same thing, watching the greatest fans in the NFL celebrate the achievement of their wonderful football team.
And our last thing, Merrill, what would be your message to the fans who enjoyed watching this team all season long, listening to you and Mike all season long, and are looking forward to celebrating this team today with the Super Bowl championship parade?
Enjoy it. Express your admiration and love for this team, but be safe. Don't do anything crazy. Just enjoy it and cheer until you're hoarse, but just don't do anything unsafe.
Great message, Merrill. Merrill, I will say this. As somebody who grew up listening to you and Mike often, you were the soundtrack to me watching Eagles games as a kid. It is an absolute privilege to get to talk to you several days a week during the football season, and I appreciate you getting up early, talking to me late at night, and really going day by day with this season. And this was a championship-winning season, so it was an absolute privilege to speak with you every day, and I thank you for that.
Well, Dave, thank you. I enjoy our get-togethers every day, and to start the day by chatting about this team and seeing what happened and what's ahead and evaluating what they have to do in the coming game and in the coming weeks. It has really been a pleasure.
Same here, Merrill. Great job this season. And before you know it, it'll be your 49th season, because the perks of winning the Super Bowl is you're right back at it right away. The draft will be here before you know it. The combine's literally in a week or two. So looking forward, Merrill, to talking.
You know, the one great thing about speaking to you on February the 14th is that all of this extra football shortens winter.
It does. Definitely does. That's an outstanding point. Merrill, enjoy the parade today. Be safe and whatnot and get home safely. Enjoy it. Take it in. You deserve it. Mike deserves it, and the team certainly deserves it. And I look forward to chatting with you the next time we chat about the Eagles. Thank you, Merrill.
Thank you, Dave.
That is the tremendous Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.